Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled The Number One Secret of Success from a Legend. And what I'm going to do today is talk to you about an article that was written by Bob Proctor. Yes, my father is still out on the road almost every day of the month, Brian Proctor said to me. We were having lunch just north of Toronto, and I was inspired by everything that Bob Proctor was still doing, despite already being a legend in the success and personal development world. He was still out speaking and coaching and loving every minute of it. What a great mentor to look up to and be inspired to keep pushing and step up to my own work. Today, we all benefit from the wisdom of the master, Bob Proctor. He'll inspire you to live the life and achieve the success that you deserve. Science and psychology have isolated the one prime cause for success or failure in life. It is the hidden self-image you have of yourself. If I had to pick one thing that allowed me to go from pumping gas in a service station to spending 50 years of founding, formulating, and being chairman of a number of companies that operate globally in over 100 different countries, I would have to attribute it to the coaching I received from the 6 great coaches and mentors in my life. I want to share with you the lessons I learned from them, because I believe you will benefit greatly by them. Focus on all the reasons you can get for what you want. And what this is, we're talking about the secrets of success. Because, you know, success comes from within, but it's the choice that you have to make. Focus on all the reasons you can get with what you want. Ray Sanford entered my life when I was working in the fire hall in Toronto at the age of 26, exactly 50 years ago. I was earning $4,000 and I owed $6,000, and it never even entered my mind that I could get out of debt. He encouraged me to take an honest look at the results I was getting. He said, "Bob, you keep talking about not having a formal education and using it as an excuse for getting past poor results." He then said, "Those are only reasons why you're not getting what you want. Set those aside and start to focus on all the reasons you want to get what you want." Then he gave me Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. He said, "Bob, if you will make the commitment to do exactly what this book says and exactly what I suggest, I'll help you change your life. I didn't really believe I could, but I believe he believed I could. And it was his belief in me that inspired me to begin to study. 1 year later, I was earning $175,000 per year. And from there, I took it to over $1 million a year. I didn't know what was happening to me, but I was beginning to realize a lot of the things that I had been thinking weren't true. I thought some people were lucky, but others weren't. I was to find out that you and I have exactly the same potential. Study, study, study." I then got a hold of Earl Nightingale's condensed narration of the Napoleon Hill book, Thinking Go Rich on the record. I began listening to the record every day. It was listening to Earl's voice and the information he was sharing that caused me to want to go to work for him. I moved my family from Toronto to Chicago and joined the Nightingale Conant Corporation. It was only after I got there that I realized I had a double win. I wasn't only going to work with Earl Nightingale, I would also work with Lloyd Conant. Earl and Lloyd became my two coaches. I loved working for them, and I got an education that you couldn't buy. They literally originated the self-help business in recorded fashion that we know today. In time, the Nightingale Conant Corporation became the largest distributor of self-help programs in the world, and I was working there with the people that originated it. Earl Nightingale taught me how to study. He said, don't just read the book, study it. Attempt to understand the idea of the author is attempting to communicate to each paragraph to do that you might need to study that paragraph for a month. Take the lid off your mind and let it soar. Lloyd Conant taught me to take the lid off my mind and let it soar. He said, Bob, nothing is big or small except our thinking makes it so. No one alive knows what we're capable of doing. Go ahead and go after something big. Even if you miss, it can be exhilarating. Know you have a magnificent mind. It was there that I was introduced to Val Van De Waal. Val and I became great friends, and he shared one idea with me that literally changed my life. It was a diagram of the mind. He explained, we think it's pictures, but no one has ever seen the mind. So when we think of it, we become confused. There's no order in the mind. A doctor friend of his came up with the original drawing. I refer to it as the stick person, and I've shared it with people all over the world. And if I were to be coaching you, I'd teach it to you too. Val introduced me to his coach, Dr. Harry Roeder. Harry knew more about the mind than anyone I'd ever met. I spent countless hours with him, and I began to understand exactly how it functions. In fact, Dr. John Knight from Florida said, I taught him more about the mind in 1 year than he had learned in 4 years of medical school and 5 years of psychiatric training. I found that interesting because I had merely taught him what Dr. Roeder had taught me. These five men helped me answer a huge question. How and why did my life change? Without any formal education, without any business experience, in less than 5 years, I built a company that operated in 7 cities and 3 different countries, and I really didn't understand how I had done it. They taught me what I had changed and how I had accomplished what I had accomplished. It was this magnificent knowledge that triggered the enormous desire in me to teach the information to as many people as I could, but I had one big problem. I was quiet and shy. Believe you can do what you believe others can accomplish. I was afraid to stand up and ask the question, let alone stand up and teach. It was at that point in the late 60s at the Hyatt Hotel in Chicago that a man named Bill Gove walked out on stage and literally captivated the audience of 500 people. Merely by sharing information with them, he had that audience in the palm of his hand. I stood there thinking, if only I could do that, then I could teach what I learned but the thought of it scared the daylights out of me. All that, at that point, I flashed back to my mind to recording of Earl Nightingale that I had listened to a thousand times. He said, "Now, right here, we come to a rather strange fact. We tend to minimize the things that we can do, the goals we can accomplish. And for some equally strange reason, we think other people can accomplish things that we cannot. I want you to understand that that is not true. You have deep reservoirs of talent and ability within you that you can bring to the surface and achieve all that you desire. If you would ask me if I understood it, I probably would have said, of course. But here I was watching Bill go do something I thought I couldn't. It was at that point that I started hearing the recording in my mind, and then I realized that Bill can do it, I can do it. I switched my thinking to, if I can do it, I can help people all over the world change their life. It suddenly dawned on me that we are capable of doing anything. I'm not going to just do it. I'm going to get the man on the stage, Bill Gove, to teach me. And he did. Today, I'm able to do what he did and got on the stage and share valuable information. Bill Gove and I remained friends for over 35 years until he passed away a few years ago. Pass it along. All of these men are gone. But their legacy lives on through me and all the other people they have helped. That's how my life changed. These people taught me to earn millions of dollars and invest it back into my business that has helped millions of people. These lessons have allowed me to help people who were in financial trouble become prosperous and companies that were struggling grow into visible organizations. Any way a person can be helped. I've seen it happen because the answer always is. And because of what the great man taught me, and I was able to pass along. And it's very important to understand this for one good reason. Whenever you make a decision, we always need the support systems in place. Because when you have people that are around you that are constantly telling you, you're helpless, you're worthless, you can't make it on your own, then guess what? You will buy into that because eventually you will keep hearing those things said over, and that is why it is important to surround yourself with successful people, because successful people will teach you how to be successful. And that's the biggest thing that we need to understand, is that for every one of us, there needs to be a reason to believe in who we are, and to a reason to believe that we can succeed. It's a matter of who and why do you react the way you do in any given situation. The problem is for many of us that we tend to buy into what other people tell us. And that's why we've been talking about the secret to success, and as it was taught by Bob Proctor. Because remember, just because you lack an education doesn't mean that you're not learning. Because even when you finish that formal education, even if you don't go to college, you are constantly learning. You are teaching yourself. And you can, the thing is, like, in this, one of the reasons he became a very successful speaker on personal development is very simple. He understood that by believing in himself, that by believing in who he was, that he was, what he was doing was that he was passing along his self-confidence and belief in himself into other people the same way that his mentors believe in him. And let me go back and tell you a little story. I grew up with a disability, and the disability I have is cerebral palsy. And there's different degrees of cerebral palsy, and what it is it's something, it's a neurological disability because there's certain parts of the brain that are damaged, and that damage usually happens during the birth process, whether it's lack of oxygen to the brain or whether it's damage to the brain during the birth process, but it is a neurological disability that affects the muscles. Depending on the family you grow up in, if you grow up in a family that's very supportive, very encouraging, then there's no reason why you won't be successful. But if you grow up in a family where there's a lot of negativity, then you are going to lack self-esteem. And in my case, I grew up in a family that was very negative. They just couldn't see anything any other way. And I had what you don't realize is how much your family influences who you are as an individual. And as a child growing up, we all need to be loved. We all need to be supported. We all need things where someone is encouraging us to succeed. If you cannot find it within your family, one of the things I will tell someone is you may have to disassociate yourself with your family. And by doing so, surround yourself with successful people, people that can encourage you, people that can mentor you. That's why anyone, when they start a business, should seek out support. This week, I had someone call me because I'm listed on a website as a career coach and a personal development coach. And this person has his own business, but he has a master's and a PhD. And he's got a background in history, and he wanted to go back and teach in a private school. And he was just and what had happened was that the school had said that it may not be to early January before they make their final decisions, and sometime in November that they do the interviews. All he wanted was someone else to clarify for him what his thought processes were to help him to understand and not feel frustrated and scared or whatever about this opportunity. And we spent about 10 minutes on the phone, and by the end of that 10 minutes, he had a better understanding of where he was at, and in that sense, I got a good review on the site for the information that I gave them. And what had happened was that I grew up in a situation where that cerebral palsy affects how the brain processes information. Therefore, my grades literally did not reflect what my long-term capabilities were. And by disassociating myself from my family, and keeping the distance from them, because I learned and trained and took Toastmasters and joined or was a member of the Georgia chapter for the National Speakers Association. And my background is psychology and mental health and rehabilitation counseling, then I was able to perfect all of this. And plus, one of the things is I'm a good observer. And I'm very verbal. And what happened was that over time and the stories I would hear, I began to understand how the job market had changed over the years. And I was very observant as to what was going on today in the job market. So that helped me understand. And then the fact is that I had friends that worked in corporations, and they told me stories. And being able to look at that and see all of that, that helped me to formulate and help them understand why certain things were going on. And in that, for instance, in his situation, you've got a university, even a private school that what they're going to do is they're going to take the resume. Then they know what their criteria is, what they're looking for. So they're going to weed through those, and then they're going to pick the ones that they really want to interview. And then what they're going to do is have an interview process. It'll be with he can interview with the head of the department. Then after the head of the department, he can be called in to talk to someone above him. And then finally, the president, what they want to do is make sure that the person they hire is going to fit in with what they're looking for. If you understand that, then it helps you understand that there is the process. And what they're doing is going to tell you the long term, the least that the longest it would take would be possibly January. But they know that the individual is going to need to have put together lesson plans, so they're going to want to make a decision before then. But they also don't want to be rushed in that situation. And, you know, the thing is, in today's marketplace, what we forget is there are so many people that have the qualifications that they're going to look for the best person that actually fits the personality of the school. They're not just going to hire someone just because. And it could also be that they already have someone in mind for that particular position. But they usually go through the formality of the interviews just so they don't look like they're being discriminatory in their process. So when you consider all of those things and put all of those things in place, then guess what? It helps you understand where you're coming from. And so let's go back and reiterate that what did Bob Proctor say? He said, focus in on all the reasons that you can get what you want. And, you know, it is up to you. If you make the decision to get what you want and you make a decision and put together a strategy on how you're going to get what you want, then guess what? You can get what you want. The next thing he said was study, study, study. You know, you always need to learn that life is changing day by day and new things happen. Technology changes. And instead of being afraid of the technology, why not learn to embrace it? Take the lid off of your mind and let it soar. You know, we ourselves put limitations on us and our abilities, and why do we do that? Because the people around us have told us for years that we have those limitations. If we take those limitations off our lives and let ourselves soar, then guess what? You can succeed. Know you have a magnificent mind. Believe in yourself. And that comes from understanding who you are, understanding where your strengths are, because some people are very reserved and very introverted. Others are very outgoing. Don't try to be something that someone else is. Try to be who you are. And always learn from people who know and can help you. Believe that you can do what you believe others can accomplish. You know, how many times have you looked at someone and said, oh, I can do that? Well, listen to them. Learn what they did to achieve the goal that they're at now. And if you work out a set of a mission for yourself, a set of steps to take to reach that goal, then you know what? You can always achieve everything that you've wanted in life just as well as anyone else. But it is up to you to make those decisions, to decide what it is that you want and do what it is that will help you. And believe in yourself. Believe in who you are. And once you believe in yourself, then guess what? You can achieve all of your goals. And I know that if you look at yourself, if you look and believe in yourself, then you will have the opportunity to achieve all of the things that you truly, truly want in life. And remember, you can be who it is that you truly want to be. And what I want to do is maybe go over some things that can possibly help you think about what can help you achieve the things that you truly want in life. And, you know, the biggest thing is employment. And so many of us look at employment and think in terms of working for someone else. That is a good goal if that fits your personality. But as you notice, the technology has allowed us that more and more companies are having people work from home. There's no longer such a thing as a guaranteed job that you will be there for life with any company today. And you know what? Many companies, instead of hiring people as employees, they're setting up their companies where they're setting up positions where you're an affiliate or where they are, you're a distributor helping them sell their products. As a distributor helping them sell their products, you earn commission on everything that you help that you sell, referring to other people and to customers. As an affiliate, you get a commission. Recently, I joint ventured with a company called the Hangout Marketing Challenge. And guess what? They're selling their products for $3,500, teaching people how to use a Google Hangout. And a Google Hangout is a very good product to help you motivate and teach other people what it is that you are. And it also helps people to see you and learn who you are as an individual. Just like when you listen to me on this show, then guess what? You are learning something about me. And at the same time, there's other companies like PowerLeadCom or 29 Marketing that you may pay them $20 a month, but they're set up as a network marketing or an affiliate program where when you give away a product and that person decides they want to earn money doing it and they will upgrade to from the free lead system to the power lead where they will become a customer and they get access to more of the products available plus training on how to use the products and then upgrade not just a customer but an affiliate, then they will be paid on referring other people to that product. So the idea is, why would I want to pay someone $3,500 so that they're making money and all I'm gaining is information when I can also, when I can be part of a company where the cost is much less, and at the same time, I'm not just learning what I need to learn to become more proficient in how to use these products and these platforms, but I can also earn money. So the pros and cons here are who you can learn from. And what I would like to do is remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual and career coaching, and you can learn how to perform and get what it is that you truly want in life and to find the success that you truly deserve.